Join us this week for Table Traditions as we bring you 10 family recipes and the stories that have followed them through the generations. Support for KSMU's Sense of Community series comes from community partners Maddox New Prater Eye Center, Larson & Miller Law Firm, and Citizens Memorial Hospital.
My name is Christine Temple, and I live in Springfield, and I'm really excited to share my great-grandmother's recipe for Riskensgrat. Riskensgrat is a rice pudding, and the predominant flavor is cinnamon. So my great-grandmother was born in Sweden, and she came to the United States through Ellis Island in 1912 when she was 16 years old. So she was born Julia Johansson, but they changed it to Johnson at Ellis Island because they tried to Americanize all the names. My mom was pregnant with me when she passed away, so I never got to meet her. So first, we'll get like a really heavy stock pot. So this is a Dutch oven. And so we're just gonna start by melting 1 tablespoon of butter. So now I'm just gonna add the rice. And once you coat the rice with butter, then we're going to add 1 cup of water. I'm actually going to turn the heat down now to kind of let the water soak into the rice. And we'll actually let all the water evaporate before we move on to the next step.
My name is Scott Temple, and I'm Christine's dad, and I'm enjoying the smells of Christmas picking up right now. My mom was very special to me. I gave her her name. She was Julia Johnson, but I called her Mom because she's my mom's mom. She was the only one that traveled. She came by herself at 16 years old, went to Ellis Island, met my grandfather in the Swedish American Club in the Bronx, New York City. And she had 3 sons and my mother, 1 girl. And the 3 sons all served in World War II. Uncle Carl traveled across North Africa in the Army. Uncle Hank was in the South Pacific. And Uncle Harold, who was in the Navy, whose ship was lost at sea. The amazing thing about my mom, she said that 2 weeks before she got the telegram, she had a dream of her son, Harold, in the ocean, crying out, "Mom, Mom." And that's part of our heritage. I made the trip from where my great-great-grandparents are buried. I got the train to Oslo and just imagined Mom getting on a steamship by herself. And I asked her, "Why did you do this?" "I wanted a better life." Simple and very hard working.
I really thought about this when I visited Ellis Island and like I saw her name etched in the wall. And I thought about how brave she must have been to at 16 move to a totally different country where she didn't know the language and didn't have anyone here. So making her recipes does connect me with her. Okay, so the water has absorbed into the rice, and so now we're gonna add 4 cups of milk. And then we'll also add 1 more tablespoon of butter and 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and then 2 cinnamon sticks. So then I'll just bring the heat back up on this and just kind of let it cook for maybe like 30 or 35 minutes, just until it's like a thick porridge consistency. So my mom would put a blanched almond in the Riskensgrat recipe. So it's blanched, so you can't see it, obviously. So then, spoon out the Riskensgrat, and whoever gets the almond is said to be the next person that's gonna marry in the family. So one Christmas, it was like very early on in our relationship with my husband and I, Ryan, I think it was probably 10 years ago this Christmas, he was eating, the Riskensgrat, and of course he got the blanched almond. That was a good like Swedish stamp of approval. So it's about 30 minutes later, and I'm adding a can of sweetened condensed milk, and the rice has absorbed all of the milk that we poured in earlier, so it's gotten really thick and creamy. Well, and then of course you have to put the cinnamon sugar on top. I imagine her making this in probably a very similar way that I am right now, probably on a gas stove like this, and probably in a pot and stirring it and waiting. There's a lot of memories I think that I don't even have that I can create in my mind when I make her recipes.
Support for KSMU's Sense of Community programs is provided by Maddox New Prater Eye Center, Larson and Miller Law Firm, and Citizens Memorial Hospital.